Welcome to the 3-Minute Podcast, where each episode the guest has 3 uninterrupted minutes to share stories or experiences on the season's topic. We follow that up with a question to push your thinking. It's quick, it's timely, and it's all focused on leading the way to continuous school improvement. This season, the focus is on stories of teacher leaders. I'm your host, Mary Myers, with the Kansas Learning Network. Today's guest is April Ball, who comes to us with a very unique lens as she didn't start out in the world of education. After her successes through many opportunities, she would find her way to the classroom and as her current role of the assistant principal. She joins us to share her path into the role as a teacher leader.
Hi, my name is April Baugh. What is a teacher leader, or who is a teacher leader? I would love to share a little bit about my experience. I actually didn't start out my professional career as a teacher. I came out of college with a degree in recreation management, and that is what I started as my first job. Was being a sports director for a parks and recreation. Eventually, I entered a transition to teaching program where I completed it and got a master's in education. And then later got my ESL endorsement and most recently completed my endorsement in educational leadership. What is a teacher leader? My experience was from the beginning, my first couple years, I really didn't get myself involved in very much. And then within a couple years, I realized that I had quite a bit of leadership potential and started getting involved with our building leadership team, which led me to being part of our Kansas IndyStar team as the process manager. And then getting my ESL endorsement was a huge change. And that changed the way I taught, and it actually kind of changed the way I saw education. So I spent 12 years as a physical education and health teacher in kindergarten through fifth grade students, and then 1 year as a sixth, seventh, and eighth grade health teacher. And now, today, well, as of July 1st, I am an assistant principal at a middle school. And so when I look back at all of the different things that I was willing to do, they've all came to this point in my life where I'm at currently. Being part of the building leadership team was huge. Being part of PTO was huge. As a physical education teacher, getting involved with our state organization called KFERD was a really big deal. All of these things also kind of allowed me to become a Elementary Teacher of the Year for my district, and then a semifinalist for State Teacher of the Year. And that also opened a lot of doors to getting involved. And I'm currently part of the Region 1 leadership team for Kansas Teacher of the Year. So as I close, all of these things all came together. They were all opportunities that showed me different kinds of ways to be involved as a teacher leader, and expanded my horizons and led me to where I'm at today. And I'm really excited to be in an administration role, and I'm looking forward to a fantastic school year. Thank you.
Thank you to April for sharing her thoughts. As I listened, I was reminded of all the many ways teachers can develop into leaders. I offer this thought to push thinking. What roles are you noticing at the building level that provide teachers with the opportunity to lead and develop leadership potential? Thanks for listening to the 3-Minute Podcast. Join the conversation by answering the coaching question on Twitter using the hashtag 3-Minute Podcast. Today's episode is produced by Jessica Mossman, alongside the podcast team of Lisa Stinson and Mary Myers on behalf of the Kansas Learning Network.